From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A cow slaughtered in Washington state appears to have been infected with the so-called mad cow disease. Government officials made the announcement today. If confirmed, it would be the first ever case of this cattle-wasting disease in the United States. Secretary of Agriculture Ann Veneman said today that the risks to human health are minimal, and she volunteered that this finding is apparently unrelated to the heightened terrorism alert. It remains to be seen what impact this could have on the beef industry. NPR's Richard Harris joins us now. And Richard, what do we know about this cow?
Well, we know this cow was found at a small slaughterhouse in Washington state. It was suspicious because it came in sick. They call it a downer cow. And so it was automatically marked for testing. They took a sample of this animal off to Ames, Iowa laboratory there, and it was tested provisionally positive. So the U.S. Department of Agriculture immediately swooped in and put a quarantine on the farm where this animal came from, which turns out to be near the town of Yakima, Washington. And so they are now in the process of looking for other sick cows on that farm. This is a sort of a general plan they've had in place to, in the event that this disease showed up in the U.S., and the plan is kicked into full gear as of today.
What would you say are the potential risks to the food supply?
Apparently, the risks are very small, but not zero. In Britain, there were quite a number of cases of a disease called variant CJD disease, which is a human brain wasting syndrome. And as best anyone can tell, those diseases originated in people who ate cows that were infected with this disease. So there is some risk. However, the infectious parts of this animal are the brain and the spinal cord. And in this particular case of this animal, those parts of the cow were removed and sent off to the rendering plant, so they did not go anywhere else. So it seems as though in this particular case, essentially the risks are very small. However, meat from the cow was sent on to other processing plants. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is now trying to track down that meat and see what became of it. But since meat's not supposedly going to pose a risk, it doesn't really seem this is a big deal.
Now, this would be, if confirmed, the first case of mad cow disease in the U.S., but this past May there was a case in Alberta, Canada. Could it be related to this cow?
The USDA is certainly looking into that. Their first impression is that it is doubtful. For one thing, this cow was a different kind of cow, and so they don't believe that there's any commerce that went on. But that will certainly be investigated. The USDA wants to look both up the food chain to see where this animal came from, and they don't yet know the history of this cow, and then, of course, down the food chain to understand where its meat went.
So, and what's the likelihood of the disease spreading to other cattle?
It's quite low. It may just be an isolated case. That's what everyone is hoping for. The reason this became a real problem in Britain was that cattle with this disease were ground up and fed to other cattle. And so that's how the disease started spreading through Britain and became a real problem. In this country, that practice has been banned. So that major way of transferring this disease doesn't seem to be very likely here.
Now, as you've said, we're awaiting some further confirmation of this. Do we have any idea when we might hear such further confirmation?
A further sample of this has been sent off to a laboratory in Britain, which is the definitive lab in Britain. But the test that was done in Ames, Iowa is considered a very good test. So it would only be a very happy and unlikely surprise if Britain said, no, this was a false alarm. It really does appear that this is a case. And the USDA is certainly treating it as such.
Well, thank you, Richard.
My pleasure.
NPR's Richard Harris talking to us about the discovery that a cow slaughtered in Washington state appears to have been infected with mad cow disease.